To testify.
接着我们会请司菲比执事来为我们做见证。
Then we'll ask a deaconess, Phoebe Sheck, to testify.
Hallelujah! 奉主的圣名，在这边做见证。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to testify for His name.
在2011年的4月的时候，我在亚利桑那州州立大学的网站上面看到了学校的研究机构 Biodesign Institution 跟台湾的长庚大学有这个国际性的这个合作。
And in April of 2011, on the website, I saw that Arizona State University and also the Evergreen University,
长庚 University,
长庚 University in Taiwan.Has a exchange program?
Yeah, international collaboration.
Okay, as international collaboration.
Yeah, 身为台湾人，懂中英文，并且准备在五月的时候从 ASU 的这个生物医疗工程系毕业的我，就想说，有这个机会，应该来去试试看，说有没有可以进去帮忙的地方。
And as I was bilingual, and also I was to graduate in May of 2011.I thought this collaboration was a good opportunity for me, so I thought to participate.
所以我就写给这个里面的这个教授，这个 Dr. Lee Hartwell， 给他一个 email， 然后问他说有没有我可以帮忙做义工的地方。
So I emailed the professor, Dr. Hartwell, and then asked him to see what I could contribute to his work.
因为我当时没有社会安全号码，所以我没有想到说可以拿到一份任何就是除了正式工作以外的东西，所以我只是想说去做义工就好。
At the time, because I didn't have a social security number, I didn't think I could get a paid position.
所以 email 就 send 出去了以后，就有点像石沉大海一样，就完全没有回应。
After I emailed Dr. Hartwell, I did not hear back from him.
然后等了大概三个礼拜以后，他才回应，他要我去参加他的面试。
And three weeks later, he asked me for an interview.
然后当然那个时候可能想到说，哦，可能有工作机会哦。可是因为自己知道说外籍人士要雇用国际学生要很高的代价，所以就没有想太多。
Although I was hopeful that I might get a paid position, yet because of the cost to hiring a foreign national was high, I didn't put too much hope to it.
然后到时候真的去面试的时候，Dr. Howell 是非常和善的。可是我可能因为第一次面试太过紧张，有一大堆的失误。
And although Dr. Hartwell was quite friendly, my nervousness caused me to make much errors during the interview.
那个时候 ，Dr. Howell 问我墙上挂了一幅那个胡锦涛的画像，他问我这个中国人是谁。我跟他说，因为太紧张，我认不出来，我就跟他说我不认识。
On the wall, he hung a picture of.President Hu Jintao of China, and he asked me who that person was. But I was so nervous that I forgot who that man was.
然后当他问我说你自己想要多少的那个薪水的时候，我还跟他数起来说，哦，我开销很低啊，我骑小绵羊，我跟姑妈住，我不需要什么钱这样子。
So when he asked me how much I wanted for my initial salary, I told him that I come cheap.
所以甚至我还跟他讲说我可能还要回台湾当兵这样子。
I also told him that I have a draft duty in Taiwan.
那搞得他有点一头雾水，问我说你到底是来面试来做什么的这样哈。
So he questioned me as to why I even came for an interview.
可是感谢神，不管怎么样，他到后来还是给了我一份工作。
But thank God that he still offered me a position.
甚至也愿意帮我申请工作签证。
He also offered to obtain a visa for me.
然后工作内容是要我能够帮他在台湾、美国、大陆三地的一些这个这些合作的机构呢，把它连线起来。
And the task that he assigned to me was to further the collaboration between the U.S. side, the Taiwan side, as well as the China side.
并且帮他把一些最新的这些那个研究成果，把它让他知道这样子。
And also to help me remain afloat with the newest research results.
那当时就很感恩啊，想说哇，竟然大学还没有毕业，又只是国际学生，然后成绩也不是班上最顶尖的啊，竟然可以得到这份工作。
I was very thankful for this job because I was a foreign national and that I didn't have any experience and that I wasn't the best student in the class.
然后当时就以为说神可能要我留在美国，然后继续为他服侍这样子。
So at the time, I thought that maybe it was God's will for me to stay in the U.S. to serve Him in the United States.
啊，甚至在隔天才发现，原来这个 Dr. Hartwell 还是2001年的诺贝尔医学奖得奖人。
And all, then later on, I realized that Dr. Hartwell was a Nobel Prize receiver in 2011 for the category of medicine.
所以那个时候就更是非常的感恩。
So I was very thankful.
可是大概过了两个礼拜过后，爸爸的一通电话就把我打到谷底去了。
Two weeks later, a phone call from my father sent me to, to the depth of despair.
因为工作需要能够自由进出的台湾，可是又因为我还没有服过兵役，所以我如果进了台湾以后，我就出不来了。
Because my job requires me to travel, freely between U.S. and Taiwan, my lack of military service would retain me in Taiwan once I enter into Taiwan.
因为台湾是征兵制，你所有在台湾出生的男性都一定是要，台湾的公民男性都要服兵役。
And in Taiwan, all the male citizens are required to serve in the military.
所以当然就只好跟 Dr. Harwell 反映这个问题，然后大家可想而知，如果你是老板，你也不会雇佣这个人嘛，所以我就没有得到这工作。
So I told Dr. Harwell that this was my situation, and thus he had to retract his offer.
所以那个时候感觉就很像说神给你一个很漂亮很大只的棒棒糖，然后你舔了一口他就把它拿走。
At the time it felt like I had a taste of a huge popsicle given by God, yet it was taken away after one lick.
然后后来在教会弟兄姐妹的鼓励中就发现说，我们基督徒，就是 要遵守法律嘛。
But under the encouragement of our brothers and sisters, I realized that as a Christian,We need to follow the law.
对，然后当兵既然又是我们国民应尽的义务的话，我如果逃避的话，那就是不守法律，也就不荣耀神了。
And if I avoid the military service, then I would be committing a crime against my home country of Taiwan.
然后当时也害怕，就是说，走了以后，就是教会的事工会怎么样？可是也有弟兄跟我分享说，主可以从石头里面把他的工人立起来，要我也不要担心。
At the time, I was also worried that God's work may stop if I leave. But yet, other brothers and sisters encouraged me that God will raise up a prophet out of the stones to lead His people.
所以后来，就是发现，就是说，只要有机会，你就努力服事啊；没有机会的话，你就努力准备就好。
So I realized that I need to prepare myself if I do not have the chance.Yes, I need to serve God when that chance comes upon me.
所以就怀着这种忐忑的心情，就在2011年的6月6号回到了台湾。
Thus, in June of 2011, I returned to Taiwan.
啊，当时刚回去的时候是想说，我如果能够马上开始当兵的话，搞不好一年过后，这个工作的 offer 还有可能可以得到。
When I went back, I still thought that if I could finish my military service, I could still obtain this job if it was still open.
所以隔天六月七号，爸爸就带我去乡公所啊，动用他一切可以想得到的关系，跟乡长拜托啦，或者什么这些政治人物啊，希望说让我可以提早入伍。
So on the next day, June 7th of 2011, my father took me to visit all the politicians in my hometown so that I could start service quickly.
可是那个时候感觉上事情就不是很顺利，他们就一直说好，我会帮你办啊，可是就是一直都没有下文。
And although the politicians kept promising me that they would take care of it, yet nothing came of it.
所以一直甚至一直让我拖到了12月12号才入伍。
I didn't enter the military until December 2011.
对啊，可是感谢神，他的意念高于人的意念呢。
And thank God that His will is greater than ours.
我在中间等待的时钟，等待的时间完全没有浪费掉。
When I waited to enter the military, I found other things to do.
不但参加了许多教会的活动，
Not only did I participate in many of the church activities,
甚至包含一些可能你们有听到的，美国伯恩教会青年去美国，去台湾，环岛，访问原住民教会的活动。
But I also participated in guiding the Baldwin Park Church's youth in their visits to the Aborigines in Taiwan.
然后，甚至在后来也顺着这个 Dr. Harwell 和台湾林口长庚大学的关系，我自己毛遂自荐的进去，找到了一份那个专任研究助理的工作。
And also through the connection through Dr. Hartwell, I was able to find a teaching assistant position at the Changan University.
Research assistant.
A research assistant position.
然后也很感谢神，在那边所做的 project 也刚好跟我的专长和兴趣也有关系。
And the project that I worked on in Taiwan also was what I was interested in.
然后在工作的过程，我如果有问题，我都会去问以前 ASU 教导过我的教授们。
And if I had any questions, I would ask my former professors.
其中后来介绍了一位这个 Dr. LaBelle 给我。
And through my connections, I came in touch with Dr. LaBelle.
And 这个 Dr. LaBelle, 他在我所做的这个这些领域里面非常的厉害，所以我从他那边学了很多这样子。
And he was an expert in the field I was interested in, so I learned much from him.
然后到后来准备要入伍的时候，就是准备要办离职，那个时候就发现说，我如果只有大学毕业，在我这个领域里面是真的不够的。
And at the time, I realized that even though I had a Bachelor of Science in Biomedical Engineering, I was still quite an amateur in that field.
所以我后来就问他说，在入伍以前就问他说，你愿不愿意收我当博士班学生？就直接 email 直接过去问。
So when I entered the military, I sent an email to Dr. LaBelle asking to see whether or not he would accept me as his graduate student.
很意外的，他感谢神，马上他就答应了。
And he was quick to reply in accepting me as his student.
并且要我开始准备考那个 GRE。
Yet he also asked me to prepare to take the GRE examination.
然后当时就很讶异，说这么重大的事情，你怎么马上就答应啊？
I was so surprised at his quick reply.
所以我就以为说，可能很多个学生都有问他，他都每个都讲 yes。
So I thought that he must reply yes to many of his students.
然后要我们之间拼个你死我活以后，然后再选最后的赢家这样子哦。
And then he would pick the winner at the end of the process.
可是当然，不管他脑袋怎么想，我一定要把 GRE 考好。
But regardless of what his thoughts were, I knew that I had to obtain good score on my exam.
所以在当兵以前，因为当时认为自己最大的弱项就是单字，所以入伍以前就准备很多单字卡，口袋塞得满满的，就去当兵了。
I knew my weakness in on the GRE examination was in the words. So I prepared these flashcards so that I could familiarize myself with many of the words I didn't understand.
所以感谢神的带领，我后来当兵的地点是在龙潭，离我家非常近。
The military camp where I served was near to my home.
虽然说是陆军。
Although it was the army.
可是是因为属于直升机的单位。
Yeah, because it belonged to the helicopter division of the army.
所以严格上广义上算起来有点像空军，是最凉的。
So I was in actuality I was serving as part of the air force.
可是就是说，虽然就是白天的时间，因为你在里面最菜，他一定会要你做很多杂七杂八的工作。
So during the day, we were asked to do many of the menial tasks.
洗碗、割草，样样都来。洗碗是一天洗三四百个碗。
We had to.
Seriously, literally.
I can ask you to wash dishes.
Exactly.
During the day, we were asked to mow the lawn and also to wash dishes. And at times, we had to wash up to 300 to 400 plates.
Per day, huh? 可是感谢神，虽然说白天都很忙，晚上都还有自己的时间可以准备考 GRE。
Yet at night we had time to ourselves, so I studied for the examination.
然后在准备要考 GRE 以前，我就有去做这个模拟考。
And before I took the actual exam, I took a practice examination.
那个时候感觉像天好像快塌下来，因为我实在发现我把 GRE 估得太简单了。
At the time, I felt like the heaven was falling because I had underestimated the exam.
因为我那个时候甚至连在时间内把问题答完都做不到。
I wasn't even able to complete the exam in the required time.
然后我也以为说我肯定会辜负很多人的期望。
So I thought I will disappoint many of my peers.
尽管那个时候有为此努力的祷告，可是在第一次正式考试的时候，还是没有想象中的好。
And prayed really hard for the examination, yet my score on the first try wasn't that good.
当时猛一看成绩换算起来都有平均90分以上。
Although all my score were 90 percentile or above.
可是如果换算成 PR 值 percentile， 换算的时候就跟别人比起来就很差。
Although my score was 90 or above, yet in percentile wise it was not as good as I would like.
所以那个时候就非常沮丧，想说怎么神会让我考这么差。
I was disappointed and I asked God asked why my score was so low.
可是妈妈跟弟兄姐妹就鼓励我说你不要灰心，你下一次你考试的时候，考试前就讲哈利路亚，奉爵士圣名写考卷。
So yeah, my mother and my fellow brothers and sisters encouraged me and reminded me that on my next exam I should pray to God before I start.
所以就第二次准备考试的时候也就更加谦卑，更加的祷告，然后更加的努力完全交托。
So I prayed harder in the preparation for the second exam, and was more humble, and also I prepared harder.
结果第二次考试成绩出来的时候，
when I found out the score on the second try,
更加的错愕了。
I was more surprised.
竟然比第一次还要差。
It was actually worse than the first exam.
总分比第一次退步了0.5分。
The net score decreased by 0.5.
那个时候已经快要当兵，已经快要退伍了，然后博士班的申请截止日期也已经快到了。
At the time, I was almost released from my military service, and that the application deadline for the PhD class was also approaching.
所以那个时候我知道我已经没有时间再考另外一次了。
So I knew that I did not have time to take the GRE once more.
所以就这次就是说就用就完全考完以后就努力祷告就对了这样子。
This time I relied purely on prayer.
结果等到那个 PR 值出来的时候。
When the percentile score was released,
虽然说总分退步了0.5分，可是PR 值往上增加了20几%。
Although my net score had decreased, yet my percentile score had actually increased by 20%.
所以也就很感谢神，一举就符合了这个申请的资格，并且申请入了这个博士班。
And because of that percentile score, I was eligible to apply for the graduate school.
然后后来退伍的时候。也虽然说还是有一些这个博士班上面的一些那个困难，像schedule 之类的东西。
And after I was released from the military, there are still difficulties I had to face in my application for the graduate class.
但是感谢神，都顺利的通过，到最后终于回到美国来参加这个博士班的面试。
And thank God that I had overcome all the conflicts and was able to return to the U.S. for the interview.
当我在面试的时候看到各校来的，各个名校来的这些申请人，我很难想象我是要怎么跟这些人竞争。
In my interview process, I realized my competitors or my peers had all graduated from many famous schools.
结果后来发现面试竟然跟聊天差不多。
But then I realized that the interview process was almost like a conversation.
Dr. LaBelle 就是我第一个面试官。
Dr. LaBelle was my first interviewer.
我们基本上聊天聊了快一个小时。
Essentially, we talked for over an hour.
我们基本上讨论的都是说，博士班以后该做什么 project， 还有我的待遇是该怎么样。
We actually discussed about what my project would be and also what my salary would be.
所以感觉不太像面试，比较像是在讨论未来这样子。
It wasn't like an interview. It was more of a discussion of my future.
所以后来发现，就是说。也不知道是什么原因，这个 Dr. LaBelle 就是非常喜欢我这样子，他也没有说在说 yes 跟其他学生说 yes， 我当他说对我讲 yes 的时候，就只有我一个这样子，他也没有再收别的人了。
And I realized that when Dr. LaBelle initially accepted me, he accepted only me rather than other students.
所以现在只要等学校的I-20 和一些正式的文件，我就可以去申请学生签证。
So now I'm just waiting for all the immigration process to complete before I can register.
我其实到现在还是不懂为什么 Dr. LaBelle 会这么喜欢我。
Even as of now, I still am unsure why Dr. LaBelle took a liking to me.
我可能学习开始了才有胆子去问他。
I think I'll probably have the courage when I enter the school to ask him.
可是我的成绩不是顶尖，我的履历表和工作经验也没有别的。一般也没有班上的学生说这么的好看。
And although my scores and my resume were not top of the class,
然后就连我的GRE 也只是说成绩比平均高一点点而已。
And even though my GRE score was a little bit higher than average,
我甚至也只有大学毕业，也没有硕士学位。
And that I am only a college graduate.
可是神还是愿意还是用他的大能带领了我进这个博士班并且有。丰富的工资和全额的奖学金。
But God still showered me with His grace and guided me into this graduate school, and also has given me a job that is paid.
而且其实我小时候很对念博士班这件事非常的反感。
When I was young, I did not like to go to graduate school.
因为就是有时候父母很喜欢拿你周遭的亲朋好友，尤其是兄弟姐妹堂兄堂弟跟你做比较啊，他们又念博士了，你到底在做什么这样子哈。
And this was because my parents often compared me to my cousins who had entered into graduate school.
啊，可是很感谢神，在长庚工作那段时间，竟然就很自然的想要说继续往上学习，是出于兴趣的这样子，所以感谢神有这么他用这么出人意料的方式在带领我。
But I thank God that in my time in Taiwan, when I was serving as a research assistant, He gave me the interest to continue my pursuit in academics.
然后这段时间在台湾也很感谢神说，有机会和父母再重新的重新的享受这个天伦之乐。
And I also thank God for the time that I spent in Taiwan, so that I could be reunited with my parents.
然后也终于跟台湾的教会连接起来，要不然，真的在台湾教会完全都不认识任何人。
And that I also had the chance to be part of the Taiwan church so that I can know more brothers and sisters.
所以真的感谢神恩典很多。
I thank God that He has showered me with much of His grace.
现在要准备这个下一个阶段的开始，然后未来也还有很多要如何去平衡信仰和这个研究生活，也还是有很多困难。
In the next step, I'm sure I'll face many challenges, one of which is to balance my life in school and church.
所以也求主耶稣继续带领。
And I ask God to continue to guide my steps.
愿所有的荣耀和颂赞归于天上真神的名。阿门。
May all the glories be unto God, be unto His name in heaven. Amen.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
And hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear a testimony to His name.
在座的长辈跟传道还有很多我们的教会的弟兄姐妹你们好。
And I'd like to pass on my greetings to the elderly brothers and sisters and other brothers and sisters and also to the pastors and the deacons in attendance.
或者还有很多我从来不认识的那些朋友。
And that I also like to extend my greeting to to our friends who I may not know personally.
感谢神，从那个福音茶会那一天，启彦跟我说你要做见证。
And on the day of the Gospel Tea Fellowship, Sister Qi Yan told me that I need to testify.
当时我没有拒绝，也没有说马上答应。
At the time, I did not refuse nor accept.
但是我想一想，我说，在这里不可以白吃白喝。
So I thought to myself that I should not eat or drink here in vain.
一定要做一点圣工。
It is important that I do some work for God while I'm here in Phoenix.
我今天做的见证呢，就是，在我在教会接待工作上一点的那个体验，跟大家来分享。
Here I'd like to share with you my experience in serving, as the receptionist in a church.
先来介绍一下亚伯拉罕怎么样来接待那个客女。
First, I'd like to remind you of how Abraham.Received his guests.
亚伯拉罕接待客旅记载在创世纪十八章第一到第八节。
And this was recorded in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 through 8.
亚伯拉罕有一天在希伯伦曼利橡树那里看见有三个人站在他的帐篷。对面。
And one day in Hebron, Abraham saw three visitors standing in at the front of his tent.
他就诚恳地请他们来接待一番。
He sincerely invited his visitors into his tent.
那时三个人中有一位是真神。
Amongst the three, one of them was God.
就对他说，
And God said to Abraham,
到明年这个时候，你的妻子必生一个儿子。
That next year, your wife Sarah will bear you a son.
这件事到的时候，果然应验。
When the time came, this promise was realized.
从亚伯拉罕接待客人的事上。
And from Abraham receiving his three visitors.
我们也要学习亚伯拉罕怎么样去接待客女。
We also need to learn how to receive our guests.
亚伯拉罕他接待客女是刚刚认识他们。
Abraham received these visitors even though he had no prior knowledge of them.
他的接待是出自他诚恳。
He received them out of his sincerity.
他跑去接待夫妇在地恳求。
He ran towards the visitors and lay prostrate before them.
他去接待他的接待甚为周到。
And his treatment of his guests was complete and perfect.
而且为客人洗脚。
He washed the feet of his visitors.
让他们休息。
So that his visitors may rest.
而且给他们有东西吃。
He also provided a meal to his visitors.
他很尽心来接待。
He treated his guests with sincerity.
而且为这三位客人宰了一只有嫩有好的牛犊。
And also killed a calf to serve his visitors.
什么叫牛犊？
What is a calf?
最嫩、最小、最好吃的。
Calves are the newborn and cows that are tender when we eat them.
我在第一次1978年。
In 1978.
我去过台湾。
I visited Taiwan.
在台湾跟那些弟兄姐妹学习的一些接待以及服侍人的工作。
In Taiwan, I also learned much from the brothers and sisters in how to receive a guest.
那回到英国是1979年的时候。
I returned to England in 1979.
那个爱丁堡教会第一间教会成立。
At the time, Edinburgh Church brought their first chapel.
那时候我比较年轻。
I was very young at the time.
什么都不会。
I didn't know how to serve God.
但是幸好就在台湾学到一点点的那个做接待的工作。
But thank God that I learned something in my time in Taiwan so that I can serve God as I can serve God in receiving guests.
就拿出来使用。
So I used my skill.
我就一面做一面学。
I learned as I serve God.
做接待工作，首先把家门打开。
In order to receive guests, we have to open the doors of our homes.
是不是把你的门常常打开不锁门啊？
Does it mean that we leave our doors wide open without locking it?
不是的。
That's not the case.
是把你的心门打开。
Rather, we need to open our hearts to others.
欢迎朋友、弟兄、姐妹、有些陌生人。
We need to welcome our brothers and sisters as well as sometimes strangers into our home.
来接纳别人。
We need to accept them into our home.
当用你的家庭当作教会。
We need to use our house as a place of worship.
做青年聚会的场所。
So that the youth may gather in our homes.
做姐妹团契的聚餐的落脚地。
So sisters may hold fellowships in our house.
能给教会使用做学生灵恩会住宿的地方。
So that we may provide a place of lodging for students that are coming for student convocations.
接待灵恩会来参加的远来的弟兄姐妹。
And to also allow brothers and sisters from afar to lodge when they come to attend convocations.
还有一些从海外来的在那边念书的弟兄姐妹。
We can also open our homes to brothers and sisters who are studying at a foreign place.
因为他们的家不在那里。
Because their home is far away.
所以我们常常来关怀他们。
Thus we need to open our house to care for them.
接待他们。
To receive them.
到你的家吃饭。
So that they may come to our house for meals.
不是一天两天。
That's not just once or twice.
啊，一路这样关怀他们。
But rather, we provide this care as long as they are with us.
不求回报。
And in return, we ask for nothing.
有些学生读完书的时候
，Some students after they finish their studies.
放暑假要搬从大学那个学校宿舍搬出来。
They may have to move out of their dormitories.
啊，你要让他把行李放在你的家。
Thus, we can open our home so that they may store their luggage in our house.
让他有个安心的地方。
Such that they do not have to worry about their belongings.
要接待有些有病的啊弟兄姐妹。
We also need to learn how to accept brothers and sisters who are ill into our home.
在经济上。
Also, we need to learn how to accept them in economic terms.
不能负担的。
Especially for those who cannot care for themselves.
我譬如一个有一个姐妹从新加坡到英国去。
There is a sister who went from Singapore to England.
她我从来都不认识她。
I had no prior knowledge of this sister.
她从新加坡带同她的妈妈到剑桥那里。
She brought her mother to Cambridge University.
因为她有肾病。
肾病还是肾脏病？
肾脏的。
And this, 这妈妈有
女儿，
女儿有
那个杨姐妹。
And that sister went to Cambridge because she had kidney disease.
她经济上也是有问题。
She was also financially strapped.
她在新加坡的时候，她在那个报纸上登记说，要捐一点钱给她出国医病。
And in Singapore, she put up an ad requesting for help so that she may go to England to have other physicians examine her disease.
所以她带她的妈妈一同到英国去。
So she brought her mother along with her.
剑桥跟那个爱丁堡，我住爱丁堡，那剑桥跟爱丁堡相隔车程有大概要六个钟头。
And Cambridge was 6 hours away by driving from Edinburgh.
Yeah.然后我去探访他。
I visited the sister.
第一次就去探访。
And on my first visit to her.
第二次的时候更加的了解。
And on my an additional visits, I came to know her a little bit more each time.
知道她的经济上不好。
I realized that she did not have much money.
而且每一天两个人住在那个 guest house。两个人一天只是吃早餐而已，两个人要79磅。
And the cost for the sister and her mother to stay in Cambridge and also to eat breakfast only would cost them 79 pounds.
那后来我跟我们一起去探访的一些传道跟那个执事们。
So the pastors and the deacons that visited the sister with me.
跟他们商量。
I discussed with them.
可不可以带他们两个母女到爱丁堡那边去
？And actually, I discussed with the pastors and the deacons as to whether or not it was appropriate to receive this sister and also her mother into my house.
当然要经过医生的允许。
Of course, we had to obtain a permission from the physician.
后来真的可以了。
And the physician granted this request.
我说我带你到我家去住。我吃什么，你也吃什么。
And so I told the sister that I will bring you home with me, and whatever I eat, you will eat as well.
Yeah. 她的妈妈年纪比较大。
And her mother was a little bit older.
她妈妈把那个肾就拿一个换给她。
And actually,
一个给她。
The mother actually donated one of her kidneys to the sister.
Yeah, 然后他就住在我家，一直大概妈妈住大概四个月。
And so the mother stayed at my house for 4 months.
杨姐妹住了半年。
And the sister stayed at my house for 6 months.
在爱丁堡的时候，我跟爱丁堡教会的弟兄姐妹讲给他们听说他的经济不是很好。
And also explain the sister's situation to the brothers and sisters in Edinburgh.
所以他们都有很有爱心，捐一点钱给他买药。
And they all contributed funds towards her medical costs.
那后来，那姐妹跟妈妈回去新加坡，一直大概有可以活了大概有十年。
When the sister went back to Singapore, she lived on for another 10 years.
那后来十年之后就发生一件就是好像那个 chicken pox 就死掉。
And this sister later on died of a widespread shingles.
非常的感谢主，让我有机会接待她。她妈妈虽然不信，但是她妈妈说，我去英国，我又去教会。
And I thank God for the chance to actually receive this sister and her mother into our home, and that we were able to introduce the sister's mother to God, even though she had not believed.
另外一件事情就是，有个传道在 Newcastle.
And there was another pastor in Newcastle in England.
他打个电话给我们的负责人。
He called our church board members.
问他们说，我有五个慕道者，去你那里，住在教会好不好？
And this pastor asked whether or not it was okay for the church board to accept five truth seekers to our church.
其中有一个已经在 Newcastle 信了主了。
And one of the
慕道者，
有一个第五个。这一家人是慕道，其中一个是信主了。
Okay, one of the five visitors have actually believed in Christ.
然后那个负责人就说，哦，他们可能没有什么时间。
Yet the board members replied to the pastor saying that the board members don't have the time.
他就问我，你可不可以
？So they asked me whether or not I was able to help.These are truth seekers.
我就说，教会负责人答应我就可以。
So I told the board members that as long as the board agrees, then I am willing to help.
然后那一家人呢，就从 Newcastle 那个圣诞节假期，他从 Newcastle 到爱丁堡。
And this family of five on Christmas vacation came to Edinburgh Church.
就住在教会。
And they stayed in the chapel.
那每一天呢，我就煮饭啊，一天三餐煮给他们吃。
And each day I cook three meals for them.
那个传道呢，就一起在教会，有一个礼拜在那边讲道理给他们听。
And this pastor spent the week discussing the truth with this family.
他们很爱慕道理。
And this family thirst for the truth.
在那边住一个礼拜，那每一天都从早上都查经 到晚上。
And every day they study the Bible from morning till night.
那后来呢？他回到马来西亚的时候，这一家人回到马来西亚。
When this family returned to Malaysia,
他回去马来西亚呢，他有去教会。
They continue attending church services.
有参他的两个他儿子儿女他们有参加那个宗教教育。
They continue to participate in religious education.
他那个大人呢，也参加聚会，有参加他们的诗班。
And the adults also participated not only in the church services but also in choir.
大概半年之后，他们一家都信主。
Six months later, the family was baptized.
那信主之后呢，他就在教会里面看到他以前失散的那些朋友。
And in church, they also found friends that they have not met long for quite a while.
他就说，哦，原来我的朋友全都在真耶稣教会。
Then they realized that all of their friends are now members in our church.
我可以看到我以前那个朋友同学。
And that they now have a chance to see their friends on a weekly basis.
非常的高兴。
They were very joyful.
他们信了主，我心里面高兴得不得了。
I also joy for them in their belief in Christ.
他儿子信了耶稣，那个之前那个儿子也打电话给我。
And before they were baptized, their son also called me.
然后他爸爸妈妈从马来西亚也打电话给我。
And the parents of this household also called me.
我非常的感谢神，我就自己在想，我说你教会有时候发传单发很多，那这一区那一区都去发传单。
And sometimes I think that we would spend so much effort in passing out flyers.
但是都不都没有一个来慕道。
Yet none of the people that received the flyers would come to attend services.
我这样请他吃几顿饭，就几个灵魂。
Yet in my serving this family for a week, I participated in their salvation.
这是神的大能。
This was the mighty works of God.
神接纳他们。
God had accepted them into his household.
神爱他们。
And God loved this family.
有时候我家里呢接待一些传道人啊、长老啊、执事啊。
In my house, I would sometimes receive either the pastors or elders or deacons.
我女儿小的时候也。我一家人都同心来做那个接待工作，很合作。
I had actually involved my youngest daughter in this work as well.
做接待工作，一个人做不来。
It is impossible for one person to do this task.
需要大家分工合作。
It requires the whole church in participating in receiving others.
杨长老在的时候，他就说。菲比执事，你的家好像天国人的旅馆。
So Elder Yang once told me that my house is like a lodge for the citizens of heaven.
常常不断的接待客旅。
Oftentimes we will receive many of God's many of the members in God's household.
另外一种就是我家常常接待会讲普通话的从台湾德国法国那些讲普通话的弟兄姐妹。
普通话
国语。
So I will receive members from Germany, from Taiwan, and also from other places.And they will all speak Mandarin.
所以我曾经我媳妇还没结婚的时候曾经住过我的家。
So my daughter-in-law before she was married to my son had actually stayed at my house.
我不知道我儿子怎么样认识她。
Although I didn't know how my son had come to know her.
就是她曾经来过我家住过。
But I do know that she had stayed at my house.Sometime in the past.
所以感谢神，教会呢，可能知道我懂得几句普通话，所以呢，常常叫我接待那些讲普通话的弟兄姐妹。
And I thank God that the church, knowing that I could speak Mandarin, would ask me to receive brothers and sisters who speak Mandarin into my home.
接待可以得到神的祝福。
And those who welcome others to their home will receive God's blessing.
普通话，我本来一句都不会，但是神让我能懂得几句，跟弟兄姐妹能够交谈。
And through my limited Mandarin, I was able to communicate with brothers and sisters whose native tongues were Mandarin.
接待可以用很多不同的方法。
There are many ways to welcome others to our home.
让客人欢心。
We can provide joy to those who visit our house.
问问客人喜好什么。
We can see what they like.
要看些什么地方。
And we can ask them what they like to see in our neighborhood.
尊重他的要求。
And that we respect their requests.
大家都记得不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。
And we must remember that we need to receive visitors with love.
这是圣经里面记载的。
This was recorded in the Bible.
因为曾有接待客旅的。
Because for those who receive foreigners,
不知不觉就接待了天使。
May actually be receiving angels of God.
希伯来书十三章二节那边记载。
This was recorded in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2.
圣经里面说，撒勒法的寡妇接待以利亚，蒙神祝福。
And We understand that the widow of Zarephath actually received Elijah into her house.
赐给她一个儿子。
And that God, in return, blessed her with a son.
主耶稣也说。
Jesus also once said,
那些以爱心接待微小弟兄的人。
That those who treat children with love,
将被带进天国享受永福。
Will be brought into heaven to enjoy the everlasting blessings.
接待是非常美好的圣工。
Welcoming others to our home is a wonderful holy work.
我们每一个人要尽力尽量来做这些工作。
And this is a work that we should dedicate our lives to.
这是我一点点的这些工作的那些经验。
And this is my experience in serving God, in receiving visitors from afar.
希望在荣耀主耶稣的一切都荣耀主耶稣。
And I hope that in all things I do, I may glorify His name.
赞美主耶稣。
And to praise His name.
求主耶稣继续的带领。
And we ask God to continue to guide us.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
让我有机会在这里做见证。
That I have this chance to testify for His name.
也让我有机会来到凤凰城享受美好的太阳。
And that I have a chance to actually visit Phoenix to enjoy the winter sun.
感谢神，哈利路亚，阿门。
Thank God, hallelujah, amen.
Um, 在还没唱诗祷告之前呢，想做很短的结论。
Before we conclude, I'd like to make a short summary of what we have heard.
我们听到林启恩的弟兄的见证。
We have heard of Brother Ian's testimony.
我们可以看到说，感谢主的恩典他心中有神，也常常顾念圣工。
We thank God's grace that Brother Lin has God in his heart and cares about God's work.
虽然他要回台湾他也顾虑到教会的圣工是否有没有人可以继续接下去做。
Although he was to return to Taiwan, he also cared about God's work.
从他身上我学习到说他顾念神的工，神也顾念他的未来。
From his testimony, I realized that as long as we care about God's work, God will care about our future.
就像圣经上所说的。
Just as the Bible has recorded.
在这个箴言十六章的第九节。
In Proverbs 16 verse 9.
说人计划他的脚步，可是是神呢在带领。他要走的路。
That although man may plan for his path, yet it is God who guides his path.
那我们可以看到说神美好的安排让他这次回去台湾呢可以有丰富的经验，活得很充实，还为帮他预备未来要走的路。
And upon his return to Taiwan, God had planned and actually filled a brother Ian's life.With experiences that will help him in his future.
就像这个传道书第九章十一节所说的。
Just as Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 has said.
那个快跑的不一定会得到这个赛跑的胜利。
That those who run the fastest may not win the race.
那么战争的胜利不常于常常是这个强壮的可以得到的。
That the victory does not belong, that does not always belong to the strongest.
不是那个有智慧的可以得到饭食。
And that the wise may not always be full.
所以我们可以看到说我们亲爱的这个林弟兄呢，虽然他觉得说很多地方都不足，可是呢神都帮他预备，让他进去而且还要找到好工作。
Although Brother Lin feels that he may not be the best, yet God has always filled him.Has always given him his grace.
所以我们要顾念神的事神会顾念我们。
If we care about God's work, God will care about us.
最后他提到说他很感谢神，在他这个回去台湾可以多花点时间跟他父母亲在一起。
And Brother Lin also mentioned that he treasured the time that he has spent with his parents in Taiwan.
我们也学习到我们应该也多花点时间跟我们父母亲在一起。
We should also spend more time with our own parents.
可以孝敬父母亲是一个机会。
It is an opportunity for us to actually serve our parents.
如果不知道怎么孝敬父母亲，那怎么去孝敬我们看不见的天父呢？
If we can't even serve our parents, how can we serve our God?
所以我们应该从我们所看得到的事情开始做起。
Thus we need to fulfill our duty to those who we can see.
那么下一个是司菲比执事的见证。
Then we have the testimony from Deaconess Phoebe.
司菲比执事真的很会招待人。
Deaconess Shag is very good at receiving.
我在洛杉矶还在其他地方都有人跟我说司菲比他们司菲比做的招待有多么好。
In LA, I've heard the praises that other brothers and sisters have showered upon Deaconess Chuck.
那我相信我们这个是我们凤凰城教会可以学习的。
I believe this is something that we can learn as a church.
其实招待客人呢，就像爱人如己一样。
And receiving others is like treating them as ourselves.
我相信我们都有一段时间都需要人的帮助。
And we believe that we all have a time where we need others' help.
那我们就常常把自己放在别人的鞋子里面，去体会到别人的需要。
And if we can experience others' needs, then we can understand how to receive them.
圣经上的确记载有很多很多的见证人怎么去招待客人，那也因此得到神的祝福。
The Bible has recorded many instances where others have received foreigners and be blessed by God.
是菲比提到亚伯拉罕怎么如何招待客人，得到神的祝福。
And Deaconess Shag has told us about how Abraham received foreigners and was blessed.
还有撒勒法的寡妇。
And also the widow of Zarephath.
还有苏念妇人的招待。
Also the woman in Sunam.
这些呢，我们可以看到说，他们的招待而得到在属世还有属灵的福气。
In receiving others, they were blessed by God.
那么也提到说这个绵羊和公羊的比喻。
And she also mentioned the parable of the lamb and the goat.
这招待别人呢，到最后会使我们可以得到救恩，离救恩更近。
If we receive others into our house, then we draw closer to the salvation.
有一个律法师问主耶稣说。
A Pharisee once asked our Lord Jesus,
他该怎么做才会得到永生？
That what must he do to receive the eternal life?
主耶稣就跟他讲说，要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，还有爱人如己。
Jesus described to him that he must serve God with all his heart, all his might, and all his strength, and also to treat others as himself.
那么这个律法师就问主耶稣说，那谁是我的邻舍？
This young Pharisee then asked the Lord as to who is his neighbor.
那主耶稣就跟他讲了这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And Jesus then just told him the parable of the Samaritan.
那个撒玛利亚人虽然他信仰不是很纯正，
although the Samaritan did not have a pure faith,
可是他也很靠近救恩。
Yet he had drawn much closer to salvation.
他比那个利未人还有这个祭司还要靠近救恩。
The Samaritan was closer to salvation than the priest or the Levite.
所以谁可以得救不是那个最懂道理的。
Salvation does not only belong to those who know the truth the best.
得到救恩的人都是那些实行爱心的人。
Those who receive salvation are those who practice love.
我可以看到，感谢主，我们凤凰城在招待上面有在慢慢的进步。
I can see how we have improved in receiving others.
这三年来，感谢主，我看到了。
And thank God that over the past 3 years we have made progress.
那么，我相信我们还有一些余地，我们可以再进步。
There are still room for improvement, though.
所以让我们在这方面上常常去顾念别人，爱人如己，去考虑到别人的需要。
And let us continue to treat others as ourselves and to consider others' needs.
那最后，我们来唱一首诗。
And to conclude, let us sing a hymn.
我们请唱91首。
Let us sing hymn 91.